This Saturday is the 2024 Ride for Dad, the fight against prostate cancer. I've got Brent McFadden here with me from Ride for Dad. Brent, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Great to have you here on this beautiful morning. I always like to assume people listening, you know, there's at least maybe, let's say, five people who just moved to Saskatoon. They don't really know much about the Ride for Dad. Let's start off. Tell us a bit more about the history and the mission of Ride for Dad.
In a nutshell, Motorcycle Ride for Dad Canada is 20 chapters across the country that have event-based functions where we raise money to fund the fight against prostate cancer.
Excellent. Now, what motivated you to get involved with Ride or Dad? How long have you been involved with it?
You know, I've been involved for the last 8 years. And for me, it's kind of the best of both worlds because it combines riding a motorcycle, having fun, raising funds, and saving lives.
Those are always the perfect ones, the ones that involve, you get to do the thing you're passionate about, and you also get to, you know, raise money for a great cause. And based upon the fight for fight against prostate cancer, someone nearing his 40s.
Absolutely.
Awareness and education seems to be a huge part of this, isn't it?
Absolutely. If you haven't had a chance to get checked yet, do it. It's a simple blood test. Just mention it to your doctor the next time you're there. It's called a PSA test. They'll give it a check and go from there.
You can never be too safe, right?
Absolutely right. You know, 1 in 8 people across Canada will be diagnosed.
I'm not going to say specifically who, but even in my family, we had one diagnosis many years ago and a scare recently, too. So, I mean, you really can't be too careful.
Absolutely. And it impacts the family. It's not just the gentleman that gets diagnosed. It actually impacts the entire family.
Kind of a cascading effect in
a
way.
It really does.
So what specific activities and events are planned around the Ride for Dad this year?
So this year, it's our 15th anniversary. So we're really excited. It's going to be a big deal for us. We've got a 300-kilometer loop planned around Saskatchewan, so we'll depart from the Western Development Museum Saturday morning, as always. There's an amazing pancake breakfast put on by the crew there. We will parade through the city to Lawson Heights Mall. All of our riders will check in, draw their first card on the poker stop, and then hit the open road.
Excellent. And it looks like, you know, it looks like Mother Nature's actually come to play and given you some nice weather on Saturday from the looks of it.
Here's hoping. If we can duplicate today's weather, 24 degrees, sun is shining, it'll be amazing. So fingers crossed.
We'll manifest it.
Absolutely.
How do people, if they're listening right now and they want to join the fight against prostate cancer and take part, how do they find out more information and then do so?
Ridefordad.ca/Saskatoon takes you right to our Saskatoon webpage. You can get on there. You can register. You can pledge a rider if you know somebody locally that's already registered doing their thing.
Right on. And do you guys have any social media platforms you want people to follow you on?
We're on Facebook, Motorcycle Ride for Dad Saskatoon. Same thing on Instagram. We try to be out and about and be as current as we can and post all of our latest, greatest information on those platforms.
Perfect. And we'll make sure to share all of them on our social media. I know we got a pretty big following on there too, so hopefully get even more people out. Brent, thank you so much for coming in today and best of luck with Ride for Dad 2024 this Saturday.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.